This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
You're listening to Radio Hawke's Bay, and this is the program called Community Corner. Today it's my pleasure to have in the studio Susie Ratcliffe, who is the branch coordinator for Pregnancy Help in Hastings and Napier. Susie, welcome to Radio Hawke's Bay.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Now, tell us, how did Pregnancy Help begin? When did it all start?
So the organisation is a national charity, but our branch in Hastings opened 5 years ago. I do believe there was a Pregnancy Help running in the area before that, but I don't have much information about that. But we reopened the branch 5 years ago, and since then we've helped about 8,000 whānau with free baby clothing and equipment.
That's huge, isn't it?
Yeah.
How have things changed over the years that you've been involved? Is it
Just to be honest, like as people have got to know us more, we've obviously got busier. There's a huge need in our community, and also we are reducing waste. So we take donations of good quality baby clothing and equipment, and we sort it out, we wash it, we mend it, and we make up baby clothing packs, which we then pass on to the community. And anyone can access our service. Everything we offer is free. We also have a cloth nappy bank, so again, reducing waste. So, yeah, it's a really – and whānau can return donations back to us once they finish with the clothing.
Amazing, isn't it? What are some of the most common challenges that whānau bring to your service?
I think it's just the financial cost of having a baby, the initial cost of getting everything you need, also that uncertainty about do I need to spend money on this, is that an essential item? We kind of can reduce that stress of, you know, having to have everything ready. We can offer everything for free.
Yeah, how good is that?
Yeah, great.
And, and I guess it does take a lot of courage and in the first instance for people to knock on your door, because what they're really saying is, well, I'm stuck here, I can't really afford the basics.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely say the service is available to anybody. We're definitely going to have people who really have high needs, you know, really need desperate help. But we also have enough for people who just don't want to go out and buy new things when there's already plenty circulated. Yes, and especially absolutely. With baby clothing, because babies wear it for such a short time, the quality, it's clean, it's good quality, you know, it can be used multiple times. So we're reducing waste and really helping those who need it as well.
What's the most popular request that you get from people?
Probably newborn clothing packs. So it's that initial starting point. What do I need? And yeah, then after that we say, here's a newborn pack. Come back when you need the next size. And in that pack, we've kind of worked out that a newborn baby pack with the wool blanket that we provide, 100% wool, 100% wool knitwear, that if you were to buy those items new, it would come to about $300.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah.
That's a good point that you make, though, that that's quite an expensive outlay for anyone.
Yeah.
So how do you ensure that your services remain free and accessible to the people that need it?
Well, we rely on funding. So we get funding from different funders in Hawke's Bay. But we also rely on our community to donate the baby clothing and equipment. And the generosity that the people of Hawke's Bay show us is just amazing. We really appreciate the donations. And they people deliver to our Hastings branch. We pretty much take anything baby or mama related. So we take maternity clothing, baby equipment, and people can drop off to our branch during our open hours, or if we're not open, they can leave outside of our room on the fifth floor.
How do your six branches work? Are those branches tailored to their particular community?
So at the moment, we are called Pregnancy Help Hastings and Napier, but we only have a branch in Hastings at the moment. But we do service the Napier area. So we're really fortunate as well to have a funding grant from Napier City Council, which enables us to post baby clothing packs to Napier. And also we have a branch in Central Hawke's Bay, which obviously run slightly separately to us.
Okay, now you mentioned that you rely on grants and donations, but with your staffing arrangements, I mean, do you have full-timers or do you rely on volunteers? And if someone wanted to volunteer, how can they do that?
So I am the only member of staff, and all the rest of our team are amazing volunteers. They're absolutely fantastic. And it's a really great place to volunteer. It's a really nice environment, and you get to obviously deal with cute baby clothing. If people are interested in volunteering, they can contact us. We are open 3 mornings a week, and in that time, volunteers sort and deal with the donations.
Yeah. Where to from here for Pregnancy Help?
So we're hoping that we will continue to grow, and as a national organisation, hopefully there's some exciting changes happening as well, and we're hoping to open more branches around the country so that we can really provide help to everybody that needs it.
And if someone does want help, how do they do that? They just bowl up, or do they have to ring and make an appointment first?
We make it really easy, so people can just turn up at our branch during our open hours. They can contact us on Messenger, or they can phone us, email us, or text message. But yeah, we welcome people to come into our branch when we're open.
And what's your physical address?
It's 215 Railway Road, Hastings, and it's the 5th floor. So if you go up in the lift, there is a lift, turn right, you'll find us.
Now, I just for my final question to you, when you get home at night and you put your feet up and you get that glass of orange juice, what makes you think, wow, what a great day I had?
Oh, just the people, amazing people. The generosity of people donating clothing and equipment, the amazing people that come in for our support, and just the community. We have a great community.
Now, you've got a community event that's happening. Tell us about that.
We do. We have a 5th anniversary fundraiser happening on the 28th of February. So that's a Saturday evening at 7 p.m. And we're really, really excited because we have two amazing speakers. So we have Dr. Russell Wills, who is the former Children's Commissioner. And we also have Kerry Nuku, who champions Indigenous health and supports whānau. Here in Hawke's Bay as well. So that's really exciting. We also have some amazing raffle prizes for the evening. So we have a 55-inch smart TV from the warehouse. We have a night in a deluxe suite from Porter's Hotel in Havelock North, and many other items from amazing generous businesses in Hastings.
We wish you well.
Thank you.
I hope that runs fabulously. My pleasure to talk with you today, Susie. You look after yourself, and I'll talk to you sometime in the very near future.
Thank you so much.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.